This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the morning, it's the DJV show. That's what's big with big timer Victoria Keeman, big timer Kara Schillen, big timer Victoria Jones. Victoria is the new voice in the mix, not to replace Jennifer, but it's nice to have a different perspective. And amazing that we have two people named Victoria that are this intelligent, this close to your head and your heart. How's that? Victoria runs the DC radio company. Victoria Keelan is feeling much better, it sounds. Jennifer will be back on Monday. Kara is always here. Although, didn't you tell me you were going somewhere? You going somewhere?
I'm going camping this weekend, but I will still be around.
I heard you were camping in New York City, going to put a tent out on the park. Is that true or not?
I'm actually camping in New Jersey, right outside of
New Jersey,
right outside of Victoria's house on the beach.
I think that's a great idea.
I won't let her stay with us, but she's allowed to come in for bathroom breaks.
Good for you. All right, Victoria Keelan, what do we have that's a trending story that we would like to sink our everything into?
Well, there's an interesting travel story. It's a little bit of a cautionary tale for Americans traveling to Australia with pets. Don't do it unless you have all the paperwork filled out in advance. Former NBA player Lamar Patterson learned this the hard way. He arrived at the Brisbane airport on his direct flight from Los Angeles, and he was carrying his trusty companion, his little French bulldog, Kobe. Now, Kobe has an Instagram account. Kobe is sort of insta-famous. He travels everywhere with Lamar Patterson. He's an adorable little dog. And so, apparently, Patterson said he was not aware of the policies and the rules in Australia, even though Kobe was on his ticket. He paid his travel pass for Kobe as he normally does. And as you can see on Kobe's Instagram account, Kobe has been all around the world. And so, unfortunately, though, when they landed in Australia, Australia has very strict rules about carrying animals in and out of the country, and they actually call it smuggling. And so they seized control of Kobe, and they sent him back by himself. They sent him back to the U.S., and so Lamar Patterson had to make some arrangements to have someone pick him up at the airport. After a very long flight, he had to turn around and go right back on the same flight. He was fined $300, and the Australian government issued a very strong warning saying, don't ever do this again, and all Americans really need to stop being so stupid about this. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially how they feel. I guess even though you have your ticket properly booked, like you're going anywhere else, in Australia, your dogs have to be in 10 days of quarantine. Yeah. So you have to plan your vacation around that.
I think that's true in almost all. Victoria, maybe you can... Victoria,
it's not 10 days in other places, though. It's the strictest in Australia.
Well, I can remember I had a friend in the 80s who was from South Africa, but yet lived and had moved into England. And she had two dogs, and they were in quarantine for 6 months before
that's
she could
insane.
Have them. So
that's changed.
It's not
now.
Insane because they don't have rabies, and it's the same in Australia. There's a lot of diseases they don't have. I mean, it's awful, and it is improving in Australia and in the UK as they've come to realize the length of time that they can, you know, put animals in quarantine to figure out about the diseases. But back in the 80s or the 70s, they didn't know. My parents emigrated to Australia many years ago, but over 30 years ago, and they took our cat, Emlyn. And Emlyn was in quarantine in Western Australia for 6 months, and they visited him, you know, two or three times a week. But Emlyn had to be in quarantine because not only do they not have rabies in Australia, but they don't have a lot of diseases because Australia is so isolated that they have in the rest of the world. Mm. And Emlyn stayed in quarantine for 6 months, and then he came out and he was a happy cat for the rest of his life. But it was rough. I was going to say rough, but it doesn't work with meow, meow.
Well, you guys remember that story a few years ago. The same thing happened to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. They took two of their dogs there, and then the government tried to charge them with stuff, and they issued that really bizarre apology that didn't seem genuine at all, and it was a whole saga where they had to go through this thing with their two dogs.
Well, more likely to get some kind of disease from Johnny Depp than from his dogs.
Probably. But that got even more heated with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. They had those two little terriers, and the minister at the time, he and Johnny Depp got into a screaming match, and Johnny Depp called him an inbred tomato, and then the minister threatened to euthanize the dogs, and it became an international thing, which is why, Kara, when you referenced that video apology that they were forced to do, that was essentially part of the deal to get their dogs back. But apparently you can enter Australia without quarantine if you meet the very stringent pre-import requirements, which I'm assuming probably also has to do with showing all of their shots and like Victoria said, making sure that they're up to date on rabies and things like that. But it is a good lesson if you are traveling with pets, and obviously Lamar Patterson was really upset by this. He said, this is like my child, and being separated from your dog unexpectedly when the airline had already apparently told him that he would be okay with everything that he had already done. So I don't know what airline he was flying on, but I'm sure there's going to be a strongly worded statement written to them too.
Well, that's the way it is.
With the Johnny Depp story, probably best not to smuggle.
Right, exactly.
But he thinks he's above it all. He's Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp
is his new name, right?
Johnny Depp. Yeah, Johnny, I'm not going to
be... Was he $400 million in debt, he said, or something like that?
Yeah. Is that... Really?
Remember he sued his managers, and he said that they misappropriated his money, and they said, no,
well, how
you
stupid
just
do you
spent
have to be to not know what's going on?
A month on wine, and...
If you got that kind of money, then why aren't you watching it? No matter who you have, it's your money. Yours.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You should be watching
it. Sounds like he was spending it.
Yeah. He was spending a whole lot of it. Yeah, I don't know that they did that much wrong.
I know some people who worked with him, and he's not an impressive guy. But if you haven't got anything good, Doug, to say, let's not say it. All right, 14 after the hour, the Friday, November 2nd edition of the DJV program with Jennifer being gone, Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones together working the stories, Kara Schillen working the controls in our studio in Washington, and I'm here working the commercials, amongst other things. And one of the things that we find very, I guess, appealing when somebody offers you something that just seems to make so much sense, do you take advantage of the offer, of the opportunity? And I guess in this circumstance, I'm speaking specifically about your look, about your smile, about your face, what people see when they first meet you, when they look at a picture of you. Don't you always want to have that smile? That's that really sweet, strong smile. Most of the studies that I've ever seen about this show that this is the most unforgettable feature that you have. So I risk the impression that you make on other people. Why not have your teeth be as fabulous as they can be? And they can be with Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the most advanced teeth whitening system. Power Swabs transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Use Power Swabs once. You'll be amazed at what you see when you smile. Yep, the smile is better. And if you use it every week, it becomes the best. Power Swabs act very quickly. They are easily used. You take the cap off of the swab. There's a little tube. You snap the top of it. Take the... is Victoria... I don't know if Victoria Jones has heard me do my Power Swab thing. Have you heard
it's
me
very
do here?
Impressive.
Me hear.
All right. So you take the... here's... I have one of these. We also... Victoria Keelan loves... The stain out is a quick stick that comes
yes,
with the
I do love that. That is right. All joking aside, I love that. You carry it in your purse. If you have some red wine, you just do a quick little swab. It's great.
All right. So here's the way it sounds when you snap the tube. Okay? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Huh? Great sound effects here. And then you take the Q-tip that has it. The tube's full of this fabulous combination of an all-natural detergent and a whitening agent. So you just put it on your teeth. You just go back into the back and on the front. I have caps in the front because I got my front teeth knocked out when I was a teenager. So they worked well on them.
That's
all your teeth stay the same You said what?
I said, that's a story.
It is a story. Matter of fact, I think I told you the story once. I was in a tree next to my house.
Focus, oh, man.
Thank you. Focus on power swabs, clinically studied, patented tooth detergent. You snap, you swab, you smile again, then you smile again, you smile again. Get rid of the coffee, tea, smoking stains with power swabs. The only way you can get them is to call 800-208-1797. All kinds of benefits using power swabs. 800-208-1797. Can't get them online. Can't get them in the dentist's office. Can't get them anywhere else. And if you use the DJV code, you'll get your power swabs at half the retail price. Pretty good deal for something that's so effective. Power swabs are wonderful, and they're at 800-208-1797. DJV code gets them to you at half price. 800-208-1797.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries.
My sports medicine business.
Our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
As we clean the cobwebs out of your head, story of a youngster named Ethan Orr, 11 years old, goes to the Lawrence Middle School. He was sent home yesterday after a dress code inspection. The teacher took Mr. Orr to the principal's office for what the school called an emerging hole in his pants. Frayed spot that would soon become an actual hole, according to the principal. His mother, Lisa, called to the school, told that when she came, she had to bring her son a new pair of pants, or if she didn't have a new pair of pants, then she had to bring him home. She became outraged. She can't afford to buy him new clothing at the moment, so he has to stick with his old worn wardrobe. And I'm thinking to myself, schooling today is, in this circumstance, when you get to a thing like this, a complete waste of time. They're sending kids home. There are pictures all over the internet of this kid's pants.
This is something they've been doing to girls forever. You wear a tank top, you wear something that they deem slightly inappropriate, and you have to go sit in the office or go home until someone brings you something to cover up.
But sending somebody home because their clothes are frayed is appalling discrimination against people who are of lesser means.
21 after the hour.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Away, as most of you know, he is now the subject through his family of a lawsuit. Family says they're going to sue the doctor who overprescribed drugs to him, and that's what led to his death. Vicki Cornell is Chris's widow. She and the children are plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed in L.A., alleging that prescription drugs, especially the anti-anxiety drug lorazepam, is that right? How do you pronounce
it? Yeah, lorazepam.
People know it as the Ativan.
As the what, Victoria?
Ativan.
Oh, Ativan.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what led to his behavior and then his death at the age of 52 last year. Lawsuit says Dr. Robert Koblin and his Beverly Hills office, quote, negligently and repeatedly prescribed dangerous mind-altering substance to Chris Cornell, which impaired his cognition, clouded his judgment, caused him to engage in dangerous impulsive behaviors that he was unable to control, costing him his life. Where does personal responsibility show up here?
I think it's actually about time we hold doctors responsible.
Well,
there are so many who are just willy-nilly prescribing stuff, and we don't know if this was all in Chris Cornell's name. Was it in part of, you know, that happens a lot. Is it also in some of the assistants' names? And and that's on the doctors.
I'm not disputing that, but I also think there's a certain amount of, if there's a chance that there's something serious going on, and they're sending this fellow away with drugs that are not appropriate. Where's the line drawn? And if you go to the office, if he didn't call the guy, he said, come to my office so I can give you stuff. He went into the office to get what he got. Maybe because he was who he was, sometimes they don't monitor as closely as they ought to, that sort of
thing. Victoria Keelan, do you know what he was taking the medication for?
He was on anti-anxiety medicine, which I think was where the Ativan came in. He also had I think he also had...
Naloxone or something?
That's an anti-opioid, which I think his bodyguard gave him at the end. I think his bodyguard gave that to him when Chris Cornell went to him and said, I'm not feeling right, and I think that the lorazepam, I think, was maybe having too much of an effect on him. So he took the anti-opioid to counteract that, and it wasn't enough.
Yeah,
Ativan is not an opioid.
There was something else he had in his system that he had, which is why he took the anti-opioid, naloxone or whatever.
I think he was addicted to some stuff. And
he's had plenty of addiction issues in the past, but yeah. I think this is not surprising to me because the family has said he was actually doing really well at the time and that he was not contemplating suicide at all, and that's what happened when he had this cocktail of drugs.
Well, to speak to your point, Victoria Keelan, the business about being prescribed, when I had my operation on my hand this week, the doctor said, I'm going to give you some OxyContin, and I looked at him and I said, no.
Yeah, good for you. I would say no as well.
And
yeah.
He said, well,
too dangerous.
May need it because the pain will be intolerable. And I said, you know, I think I'll endure the pain, and I'll take a couple of aspirin if I need it, but I'm not getting it. He said, I'll send the prescription to the drugstore. You do what you want. And I did what I wanted, didn't pick up the prescription. It's not worth the risk. I just don't feel that those sorts of things you can... And I said to him, he said, well, I'm only... he gave me a separate piece of paper, and he said, I have to prescribe this to you, but I have to give you this paper that says what it all is all about.
You might get addicted to it.
Yeah, right. I said, I'm not... And, you know, he's a fabulous guy. Fixed my hand up great. It's just what they do.
Yeah.
And because people want it because they can't tolerate pain. For God's sake, you got to have a little bit of pain in your life to appreciate feeling well. I'd cover it all up or mask it all up or run away from it. So, anyway, let's see. It'd be interesting to see how that suit turns out with the Chris Cornell family. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000, and 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of the United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still concerned about migrant caravans headed through Mexico north towards the U.S. border. And he says rocks thrown by members of those caravans would be considered firearms by U.S. troops at the southern border. And last night he asks this question at a rally in Columbia, Missouri.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening. Does anybody think that's just by accident that they're forming? Does anybody think?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are behind the caravan formations. The San Francisco 49ers again faced with one of their own taking a knee during the national anthem. This time, a cheerleader did it last night before their game against the Oakland Raiders. The controversial practice of taking a knee during the anthem to bring attention to issues started with then quarterback for the 49ers Colin Kaepernick in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sure is a good thing that you're here on the DJV program with Victoria Keevan, Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer back on Monday. It is the Friday edition. November 2nd is upon us into the new month. We're only, let's see, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks from yesterday until Thanksgiving. How about that? Get that drum out and start beating it. I saw something last night. I remember at one point we had William Shatner on. 1 year, Jennifer and I did, who taught us how to fry a turkey.
So good. Have you ever had fried turkey?
No, I can't imagine sticking a whole turkey into a frying bat, but it is, yeah. I don't like fried food anyway, but...
Well, I don't either, but it doesn't come out crispy like that. It comes out, I don't eat the skin anyway, but the meat is just so soft and has so much juice in it. And usually you fry it in peanut oil. If it's done the right way, it is really, really good.
Wait, here's
you
my.
You don't eat the skin. You don't eat the skin.
I do not.
How do you eat something that was a being whose body is intact except for the head, and you stick the whole thing into a big vat of it's like, I don't know. What
well, you know, I'm very similar to you, Doug. Yeah. Chicken's the only thing I can eat. Fish and chicken, that's it. I don't eat anything else on four legs, but.
If you think you are too small to make a difference in the world, think about life as a mosquito. So said the Dalai Lama. Something to think about a little bit, right? Oh, we all think we're so important.
Think of what mosquitoes have done to the world.
Life, yes.
Yeah. Nothing
particularly constructive. All right, let's get to the costs of being in business in America when you screw up. You'll remember, I think we've talked about it three or four times for the benefit of people all over the country who have gas as a utility. You'll remember a month or so ago, there was a huge gas. Well, it wasn't just one. There were hundreds of homes that were blown up by a gas explosion because the company that provided gas in these communities turned up the pressure with no explanation. So far, this company, which is called Columbia Gas, it's owned by an outfit called NiSource, they have spent $462 million to replace gas lines, to rebuild or to start to rebuild homes for people, and they still, they have, apparently only a third of it is covered by insurance, but they now face all kinds of scrutiny in other places where apparently they've done the same thing. Regulators are now saying to these gas companies, well, what's the pressure? How do you do this? How is it monitored? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's always because of the abuse of one that everybody else pays. I'm no lover of most of these institutions that are basically monopolies, but I think sometimes the government get in your face too much. But in this case, it's like the meat inspectors. They don't ever inspect the meat until after there's been a problem. Well, these guys, the company hadn't really been held up to a standard until this happened. And look at the damage. One person was killed when a chimney blew off of a house, landed on his car, and killed him. You know, this kind of stuff. So, aye, aye, aye. Okay, here's the story of Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford, who this week was trying to help a passenger on a Delta flight. The passenger was having a panic attack, and she came forward and said, I'm a doctor, and the crew didn't believe her because she wasn't white. So she had to show them her ID. They took the ID up to the cockpit, and apparently the pilot called it in. I don't know what the hell they did, but meanwhile, this guy's dying of a panic attack. This woman's trying to help him, and they won't let her because she doesn't look like a doctor. I like them apples, those sorts of things. I just, you know, that stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath. Let's contact the living. Oh, maybe not, because today is the Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead, a traditional holiday in Mexico. It comes from the ancient indigenous people of Mexico. On this day, it's believed the souls of the dead return to visit their living family members. This is like post-Halloween. It's not just in Mexico. It happens in lots of other places. I remember learning about this when I was studying the souls and spirits and stuff, and how Halloween, All Souls Day, really all Hallowed Eve, and they come back again. Anyway, a lot of folks celebrate this day by visiting the graves of their loved ones and setting up altars with their favorite food, drink, photos of them, that sort of thing. Has anybody here do that? Ever seen it done?
I've seen it done. It's not something I do. It's also supposed to be one of the days, although November the 1st, even more so, where the veil between the dimensions,
yes,
the different dimensions, is the thinnest. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why it's possible to have this connection between ourselves and those who have passed on, our relatives and others. So it's quite interesting, but I've not done that myself.
Oh, it brings you around to thinking how thin the veil is, to put it in the same perspective that you did, Ms. Jones. The difference between life and death is only a heartbeat. It really is. Think about it. There's just a little bit, just a hair between living and breathing and not. And so it's this sort of thing, although for the deeply conservative religious folks, religionists I call them, this is anathema because it's sort of an occult thing and the occult stuff.
Well, not in Mexico, though. Even though Mexico is heavily, heavily Catholic, this is something that's actually this is not frowned upon. So maybe in other religious sects, maybe they don't like this kind of stuff. But this is it is odd that it has no bearing on the Catholic Church in Mexico.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. It's heavily, the Hispanic community is pretty heavily Catholic, I think, all the way around still. So there we go. There's the story of today, at least one of the adjuncts to today. Also, let's see, television news. Brady Bunch, remember the story during the summer of the home that used to be on the Brady Bunch and HGTV? One of the stars, I think, was trying to buy the house. And then I figure which one. Who was it that was trying to buy
it? It was Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
Yeah. Was trying to, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now he didn't buy it. Home and Garden TV bought it to create a series called The Very Brady Renovation. They got all the members of the Brady Bunch into the home. They walked through the Hollywood home that served as the exterior, but you never saw the interior because the interior is on a soundstage. It was just one of those things. But anyway,
I'm curious to see how different it looks on the inside than what we imagined it. You know, because of the soundstage. I wonder if it looks... Apparently they did take some inspiration from the real house when they built the soundstage.
Did they? I've never
been
by the house, frankly. I don't know where it's
in. Do you know what town it's in?
It's in Studio City, as I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, HGTV is going to transform the house, add 2,000 square feet to it. They say it will not be it'll be recognizable from the street. Whatever they're doing, they're not going to compromise the way it looks. And the stars of this home renovation show are going to try to reimagine the interior set using the interior set of the TV show to redo the interior of the house. It's okay. Isn't it amazing what people pay attention to, though? How much of a hoo-ha this made.
Oh, you really did.
Yeah, you can't. What are you going to do with that house? So, anyway, A Very Brady Renovation premieres next fall with more surprise celebrity guests. That's something for us. Wow, I can hardly wait till next fall.
You'd be surprised how many people are into this.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, what do we have for television tonight and over the weekend, Victoria?
Well, for tonight, CBS looks like that is the place to be. Starting at 8 o'clock, there's a brand new episode of MacGyver. Then there's following that at 9, it's a new episode of Hawaii Five-O. And then your favorite, Doug, Blue Bloods, is brand new on CBS.
It's a good show. The characters, as they develop, kind of reminds me, and this is this sort of show, that's why I liked A Good Wife or The Good Wife so much, because the characters are the story. It isn't the story being the story. It's the story of the characters. And that's what Blue Bloods is all about. Whereas with a lot of the shows like Hawaii Five-O you mentioned, it's all about shooting them up and blowing stuff up and chasing people around. There's none of that really in Blue Bloods. It's the story of the family and all the various adjuncts, and they're all very likable in their own way. But it really is, I think that's why I like it so much. And movies that are like that. The other day I was talking about seeing an old man with a gun, and it was a story about people, and there's so many movies around today that just are blow them up and shoot them up and that's it. So how many variations on that can you come up with? A lot, apparently. I just think that those sort of shows, and there are some other shows that I like. I find those the shows that Wolf has, the FBI show, and the three Chicago shows, it was like the original Law and Order. He got it. So that there were stories, but you got to know the people, the characters, very well. And I think folks identify with that, don't you? When you watch a TV show or go to a movie or even read a book, don't you want to know more about the characters that are being... That's one of the things about reading a good novel, is that you can find and feel who the main characters are, I think, maybe better.
I think character development is something that is important if you're going to have some longevity. And I think, there are a lot of shows that kind of come and go, and they're not really that surprising because you can see them in a lot of the new pilots that just started airing a couple weeks ago.
Gonzo.
You know, you can tell which ones are going to go away because you just don't care. You're not invested in the characters.
Yeah.
But one show I will say that's new tonight, it's called The Cool Kids. And I don't know, Doug, if you've seen this yet, but this is on 8:30 on Fox. This is a very funny show. Vicky Lawrence David Alan Greer, and there's Martin Mall, and there's one other guy that's escaping my name or my brain, but that's a very funny show. They all live in a retirement village. It's Jennifer had actually said that it kind of reminded her of the Golden Girls, and it does have that kind of vibe to it. It's a really funny show. Definitely, I would say check that out. I've been watching that every week. And then also another new show that's on tonight that's also funny is Get a Room with Carson and Tom. This is on Bravo, and it's part of their new push for doing like home makeover shows. This is Carson Kressley and Tom Felicia, who were from the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy cast, and they are now redoing houses together, and they're hilarious. So those are two uplifting things to watch on Friday night.
This stuff is all an outgrowth. Tom Kreitler, who is on this program every day and shows up, I think, on Mondays to give tips to people on what to do with their home at certain times of the year. He's very good at the job. He became a participant in this old house, which is the original of all of these makeovers. And from that show, all these other things have come. It really is amazing. That show's been around for, 25, 30 years, I think, this old house. It originated in Boston, actually in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And when you were on the air here, Victoria Jones, you remember all the attention that was paid to that show?
Oh, yeah. It was a great show. The premise is good. And people get very invested in a show like this because you start imagining what could happen to your own house or to that house down the street that you've been eyeing but not sure that you could buy and what you would do with it if you could. And so it makes your imagination go both about where you are now and where you could be.
Yeah. All right, speaking of using your imagination, let's imagine the best possible night's rest for you by going to MyPillow.com and getting a hold of pillows, all kinds of pillows. The Giza Elegant Pillows on sale now with everything else that you can find at the MyPillow website. Most comfortable things there for the best night's rest. They have new premium pillows, premium plus pillows. They have all kinds of things for your pet, sheets galore. So if you don't get enough rest, if you're restless when you're in the sack, you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep, it's because you're not sleeping with good stuff. Hopefully your mind is clear. If you have the same problem, we've all had it from time to time, get a great night's rest now, courtesy of the folks at MyPillow. The pillows are made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, conform to your every need. They'll conform to your dog's need. Yep, pet pillows, travel pillows. And the deal is right now that you can purchase any pillow that they make at MyPillow.com and save 50%, or if you look at it the other way, you buy one and you get another one free. Whatever pillow you buy, one you pay for, you get two. It's MyPillow.com. Got to use the promo code DJV. So let us help you get a better night's rest with the most comfortable pillow, MyPillow. At MyPillow.com, get two for the price of one, any of their pillows. Use the promo code DJV. Matter of fact, 50% off on pretty much everything there by using that code. Get a pillow for your pet. I have one for Daisy May. She loves it. Spreads right out on it. All of these things are at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. So take advantage of the opportunity right now while you're thinking about it. And lest I be criticized later for not suggesting that it makes a good purchase for Christmas. He said it. it really kind of does. Pillows for everyone at Christmas from MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. 10 before the hour.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radADIO.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Technology, shall we? It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, and traditionally at the end of the week, we are able to take a gander or a listen to Victoria Keelan going through the top five items from the world of technology, from five to number one. At five, there's a very interesting reality. I found this to be, frankly, from my perspective, Victoria, the most interesting story of the week, what the partnership between Google and Disney is all about.
Well, it's funny, I did think about you and your grandson Miles, and this might be something that the two of you could enjoy together. Yeah. And Google has partnered with Disney to enhance storytime reading with Google Home. So now if you start reading one of Disney's Little Golden Book series out loud, your Google Home device will play music and sound effects along with your storytelling. The cool thing about this is it actually keeps up with where you are in the story. So all you need to say is, hey Google, let's read along with Disney. Then Google Home uses voice recognition to sense where you are in the story. If you decide to flip ahead or if you go back, sometimes kids want you to repeat a page or whatever, Google Home will actually keep up with that, switch the music and the sound effects around to reflect where you are in the story. It's one of the coolest things that I think tech and storytelling has ever really done. And so the Disney read-along feature with Google Home currently supports Moana, Coco, Jack-Jack Attack, The Three Little Pigs, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Mickey Mouse and his spaceship, Toy Story 3, Peter Pan, and Mickey's Christmas Carol. And that feature is now live on Google Home.
Yeah, sounds cool. Sounds like fun. Number four, this is pretty silly, but yet a lot of people have been talking about it.
Yep, all new emojis come with lots of big headlines, and so the newest round of emojis came out with the iOS 12.1, and of course, lots of new stuff to talk about. There's bizarre disembodied legs for some reason, there's a badger, there's lettuce, there's some new food items, and then there's one that's getting a lot of buzz, which is being called Drunk Face, or Woozy Face is the official name. This is a face with uneven eyes and a wavy mouth, looking like a little drunk emoji. And so lots of people seem to be happy about having the first drunk face emoji to send around to friends and to make fun of other people at bars. But that seems to be the big standout. The last round was the redhead. Now it's Woozy Face.
Time for us to get a life, folks. Number three, a study on ride hailing.
Yes, the ride-hailing apps like Lyft and Uber and things like that. There's a new study out that says ride-hailing services mean more cars on the road, and that means 2 to 3% more fatal car crashes. Researchers at the University of Chicago and Rice University together use public national data to compare the number of fatalities before and after Uber and Lyft became available in each city, and their research suggests that fatal car crashes had actually decreased around the country until the ride-hailing services arrived. Then the fatalities went up. And, of course, Uber and Lyft, they said there's lots of flaws in the study. They're obviously not happy with this. They say that fewer people are driving drunk because of the availability of Uber and Lyft, which I totally agree with. However, I guess that there have been some other incidents where Uber and Lyft drivers have gotten into accidents with pedestrians, and I guess that's where this research has come up. It's called The Cost of Convenience. It's a much larger paper. A lot of people are looking into it throughout the week, but I still think Uber and Lyft have probably done more of a good service than not.
All right, number two, a focus on Twitter and what they're doing to maybe enhance their value. Victoria, that may be fair.
I think it's enhancing their credibility for sure. Twitter has updated a portion of their reporting process, specifically when you report a tweet that you think might be coming from a bot or a fake account that's masquerading as a living person. So now when you actually tap on the It's Suspicious or Spam option under the report menu, you can now specify why you think that the account is related to a bot or that the account that's tweeting is fake. There are ways to identify this. If you watch an account, if you see that they don't interact with anyone but keep putting out a lot of volume, most likely that's a bot. So Twitter has actually already removed 70 million accounts in May and June alone of this year for violating spam policies and for being a bot. So this is going to continue, but at least it's nice that people feel like they can contribute more now and have a little more control.
Number one, good old Alexa is here to maybe take over your life for you.
Well, the midterm election's coming up November 6th, and so Amazon's Alexa has now partnered with several different sites, Ballotpedia being one of them. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan digital encyclopedia, and they will be giving you all kinds of voter registration information, polling information, real-time election results. People are really obviously closely watching the midterm elections this year, and so all you need to do with any of your Echo devices is say, hey, Alexa, who won the state governor race? How many seats does such and such party have? And Alexa has a war room set up just for the midterms.
How swell is that? Or is it? Don't forget, voting is important. Next Tuesday, you have a right and an obligation to do it, so do it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.